the story. Bill Orton was a businessman, the president of his own company, personally a rugged, vigorous, impressive, imposing fellow. Seemed to know precisely what he wanted in life. His forthright attitude served him well professionally. He took greatest pride in his decisiveness and his progressiveness. Then one day a staff member informed him that there was a man waiting to see him in his outer office, a man named Gardner G. Hubbard. Bill Orton arched an eyebrow. What on earth was Gardner Hubbard doing here? Gardner Hubbard was a renowned lawyer and civic leader. Hubbard had once chaired a United States Presidential Commission. And during that chairmanship, he'd taken a swipe or two at Bill's company, had even called Bill's company a threat to the nation's economy. And Bill had not yet forgiven him for that. So why had he now come to Bill's New York office? What was lurking in the obstructionist's mind now? Only one way to find out. Bill said, send him in. Well, this is the rest of the story. Instead of the confident, aggressive Gardner Hubbard with whom Bill was too familiar, there entered a quiet, polite, somewhat uncertain individual. A man with apparently more on his mind than he cared to admit. What Hubbard was willing to admit was this, that he was having financial difficulties. Outstanding debts, big taxes due, no money to cover them. Oh, he still owned some real estate, quite a bit in fact, but no income properties. And so, desperately in need of cash flow, he had come to Bill Orton. Bill was astonished. Was it a loan that Hubbard wanted? Oh, no. No, indeed. Hubbard had something to sell, something that Bill's company could surely use. It was an invention, he said. And Hubbard had even brought the patent documents and the design diagrams. Well, Bill scanned the pile of paper and scratched his head, half smiling. A toy? He declared incredulously. What conceivable use could my company make of a toy? Oh, Hubbard argued it was more than just a toy. All right, said Bill. How much was Hubbard asking for it? And Hubbard matter-of-factly requested $100,000. Bill laughed aloud. $100,000 for some silly gadget that might be on the market for 6 months? Incredible. But then Bill, only half-meaning it, told his visitor he was sorry, but no way was he going to buy that toy. So Hubbard apologized for taking Bill's time, and he left the office. If he had to, he would somehow market the invention on his own, and that's exactly what he did. You see, Bill Orton was president of Western Union Telegraph Company, had always thought of himself as progressive. At least in this one instance, he was totally, unbelievably otherwise. That day, he let Gardner Hubbard walk out the door. Because Hubbard was then the current business partner and future father-in-law of Alexander Graham Bell. And a toy, which he was authorized to sell for $100,000, was the telephone. And now you know the rest of the story.